These prostitutes found themselves extraordinarily wealthy, often in a short period of time. In fact, there's one story of a prostitute who claimed that she made $50,000 in the period of just a few months, which is much more so than these gold miners were making. Oftentimes, you had the prostitutes being the real bearer of these riches, which is fortunate because they knew what to do with it.
By possessing large amounts of money, these women become the new trendsetters of the Wild West. And in doing so, they create a new aristocracy.
Women who excelled in the sexual arts were viewed with respect. A lot of these women became very, very influential, not only on the culture of the West, but they helped found it in terms of schools, actual artistic culture and expression. A lot of them were the owners of dance halls, and they were the ones that brought entertainment through. They actually engaged in politics. They ran their own ranches. And they really contributed to the economic explosion of that particular era.
And so it's these prostitutes who are often thought of on the lower rungs of society who are actually building the infrastructure that has come to make San Francisco so great. And this kind of thing, these ripples, they still carry today in the features and the character of San Francisco.
Water cooler lowdown. Prostitutes were often paid in gold, which the lusty spelunkers brought straight from the mines. You could make a living simply by showing a lady boot.